somebody in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Welcome, everyone. Another great day, and I am so glad you are joining us here on Kim Pagano Show. Actually, I brought all my friends here. We actually had a slumber party last night, and how much fun. So I want to introduce everybody to Marsha. Thank you so much for coming back. Jeannie.
Good morning.
Welcome. And Michelle.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone. So we are, you know, it's so much fun. I know that people are thinking, slumber party? Really? It was my birthday. And, you know, it's one of the things that I really want to stress to everybody, that don't ever stop feeling like you can have that. It was so much fun. Of course, I was a little conked out in and out of a, you know,
conversations. Because you're retired.
Yeah, because I get
up. Kind of a party pooper.
I was not, but anyways.
We were going to throw water on her. That's why she kept waking up.
Or like when you're a little kid, you make up their face after they go to bed.
Yeah, I was afraid, because it's funny, my kids tell me that all the time. They're afraid to fall asleep, you know, at parties or something where they're the first one. So anyways, but I trusted my girlfriends, right? Mm. Because that's one of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about, is so many of us, it's just such an incredible thing to have good friends and bond and keep that, you know, we all have husbands and that's always important, but there's nothing better than a girlfriend. And so I invited everyone here to kind of share in what we did, and we just had a really great time. It was a really kickback, and thank you for all my presents, and I want to thank all my friends out there for all my wishes. Gosh, that just, you know, for Facebook and just all the calls and people singing, and, you know, it just was amazing. It just makes somebody feel so special, and I just want to shout out to everybody.
It really lifts you up when you're worried about you getting older, but you have all this great.
Yeah, you feel like you've made some track record.
Yeah, you exactly. Know?
So I appreciate that. And if anybody's just joining us right now and maybe it's your first time, my name is Kim, and my show is Kim Pagano Show, and it's adding value every day in every way. And you can find us on Facebook at Kim Pagano Show. You can find us on my website at kimpaganoshow.com. And you can find us, actually, you know, I'm kind of out there getting around. In every
all media.
Yeah, all media. There you go. So I would love you to join. We've got Matt on our board, and he's already making a phone call out there. But our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're actually going to be talking to Tara Wellington today, and she's going to be talking to us just, you know, kind of about life changes go a long way. And it's a perfect thing for 2012. We're heading into that.
Mm-hmm. Everything is a small change can make a big difference.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It's not something you have to do drastically, because sometimes we can't do those drastic
changes.
Those
are good words, too, if you listen to them.
Well, and sometimes large, you know, when you make a radical change, you don't stick with it. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, you
small
end up going,
changes
yeah.
are best. Just do it one step at a time.
Yeah, so anyway.
So she's going to be fun.
So she's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny. Michelle actually had, you know, kind of a treat for us last night that I thought we would talk about. I don't know if anybody out there loves chocolate. And we had a chocolate tasting.
Such a great idea.
It was a great idea. You know, after a while, when you get to be, you know, every birthday, every party, you want to try and do something different. And so where did you think of that idea?
You know, I had seen that on TV, and I got really interested in it. So I started researching it. I thought, you know what, this would be a really fun thing to do with my girlfriends. And I actually started tasting different chocolates. And I found out that that one brand, am I allowed to mention it?
Yeah, of course.
Amadei chocolate was like the number one chocolate in the world, and like their Porcelana was the most expensive. I thought, you know, this would be a really nice, unusual gift for my friends. And then I was going to do the slumber party and for Kim and Joan for their birthday. I thought that would be fun to do a chocolate tasting. So I just started reading up on it, and I had seen the show. So I'm no expert, but it was fun. It was something different to do. Since I don't drink wine, I can eat chocolate. So yeah, that
well,
worked.
And what was great about it is you really tasted the chocolate and how different the tastes are when you really pay attention.
That was what was so interesting about all the different kinds, because they were all so different. And you don't realize how, when you're paying attention to it, that the flavors come at different times as you're eating it,
so
too.
Which brings up, when you're paying attention to anything, really living life to your fullest, that's really, mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting because we went from, like, palate to palate, and then we would, you know, I guess what, cleanse our palate.
Well, just like wine tasting, yeah. We had several different aspects of it that we were looking for, taste, bitterness, sweetness.
Smoothness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, aftertaste, whatever. And then when you just sat there and enjoyed it and how much different taste. And she had one that had chili pepper in it.
It was amazing.
And it was
wild. We all got the shock after
that
we had it in our mouth for a while.
That was my favorite.
The difference was we were savoring it.
Yes,
and like you're saying, in life you have to savor
every
life.
Moment.
And altogether we may have eaten 3 ounces of chocolate at the most.
Yeah.
And it was just really incredible.
And we all enjoyed it.
All right. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that, because that was really fun. And I think that we need to have some ideas. We were all going to spend New Year's Eve together. And so we've got some fun ideas and games. And
I could see doing an olive tasting party if you like to do savory things.
Okay.
We could do that.
Oh, vinegars and balsamics. I love
balsamics. Oh, there you go. See, we're going to be tasting everything. I just love this.
A lot of reasons for parties with girlfriends.
That's right.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Tara. And she's going to tell us how little changes can make a big difference in our lives. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got all my friends here. We're just hanging out and chatting. And actually, we're going to go take a walk on the beach, which is one of my favorite gifts in the world. And last night, we saw the sunset, right? It was just amazing.
And what a beautiful day it is today.
I know. So anyways, I want to say thank you again to all my friends and Michelle for even thinking about the idea. So really excited. We have our next guest on, Tara Wellington. And Tara, you have actually been on a lot of different shows and talking about wellness and lifestyle topics. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are so welcome. Did you have a good holiday?
We did, and we walked on the beach, too.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Good for you.
All right.
Well, it's been so warm out here. I'm out here in Los Angeles.
And here. We could have had you in. You could have been walking with us.
That's right.
That would have been great. Yeah, no, we went and we walked. I know, we're so spoiled out here, especially this time of the year. We walked down by Point Doom on the beach there in Malibu, and it was just gorgeous.
One of my favorite spots, too, there. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and what your passions are.
Oh, you know, I am just a really passionate mom about healthy living and also being eco-friendly. And, you know, with the new year coming up, it's a great time to talk about all of that. My family is really important to me, as I know everyone else has their family that's important to them. And I'm just a real believer in lifestyle changes, and hopefully we can give some ideas today.
Well, that's great. So what are some of the ways that we can alter our habits without changing them completely? So many people are fixed and they're like, you know, I really want to lose weight, or I want to start exercising, or I want to start being greener, but they're not committed to really doing the whole nine yards. So I'm excited to hear some of your things that are just little changes.
Right. Little changes are really important. I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about today. And, you know, a lot of people for the new year, they talk about losing weight. It's a very common New Year's goal. And, you know, one tip that I have for that is portion control. It's a really easy way to reduce your calorie intake without changing your routine. Now, this was brought to light again, you know, it seems like we've heard this so many times, but the USDA, their new My Plate eating guide, brought this up again as a recommendation that if you need to lose weight, enjoy your food, but just eat less of it. It's a pretty simple recommendation.
I really agree with that. Yeah, I think that is so smart.
And I've heard that, okay, you know how on a plate there's the outside rim and then the inside rim? If you, well, first of all, make your food islands rather than, you know, touching each other. So if you just do the food so there's space in between, and if you only use the inside portion of your plate, or use a smaller plate is even better.
Oh, there you go.
But then you take half the food you would have.
Yeah. You know, I always choose a smaller plate when I have the choice. But what I've noticed is I've seen my husband go up and down over the years and join the different weight loss programs that are out there.
We were just talking about that. Yeah.
He always ends up gaining it back. But what he started doing the last 4 or 5 months is just that, the portion control. I've been on him. Don't join one of those programs. Just change what you're doing. And I'm so proud of him because he has made a huge difference already in the last few months by just that little thing.
And it's not like you have to be without.
No.
You can
still do
tastes of everything. You just aren't overindulging.
And that's what he's been doing.
So, and don't take seconds.
That's exactly right. You know, and you can even find this in drinks because sometimes drinks have those calories too. Coca-Cola has a mini can that you might check into as a great example. It's a 90-calorie portion-controlled option for your beverages. You get the same taste, but less calories, and the cans are sold in 8-packs with several flavors. So again, it's that whole idea of enjoying your food but eating less.
Oh, I like that. You know, that is so true. Even my husband and I, we always have a cappuccino in the morning. And when we started losing, you know, wanting to lose weight, we realized my daughter's like, do you have any idea? This is what you're starting your morning with? So we share a cup of coffee in the morning.
No, you don't need to share the coffee. Just have non-fat milk.
Well, it doesn't have any milk in it. So it's just
a cappuccino has milk.
No, this is a powder one that we love, but it's got a lot in it.
A lot of calories.
But we actually used to add sugar to it. I can't even believe we did that. Now we don't have sugar because we realized it already had sugar in it. So it's really good to actually look at the ingredients, too. So to be knowledgeable about that.
Right. You know, and another healthy eating tip that's pretty painless for the new year you might look into is a switch out of proteins. You can add plant-based proteins into your diet. You might have heard of Meatless Mondays. Well, meatless proteins are about reducing your calorie count and saturated fat. You still keep full, though, with that. So maybe once or twice a week, just instead of chicken and beef, make an easy switch out with beans, nuts, soy, or whole grains. You know, two brands that you might check into that are really quick and easy, the all-natural brand of Tribe Hummus. My family loves hummus. It's made from chickpeas. You can spread it on a whole wheat pita with raw veggies for like a lunch idea. And then if you want to serve vegetarian, Veggie Patch is another brand. Meatless meatballs. My family had that the other night. They didn't even know the difference.
Really?
Well, the other thing you can do is, you know, sometimes when you have something like hummus, a lot of people will eat a lot of chips to eat the hummus
with.
Too much
bread, yeah.
So if you change out celery for chips.
Or carrots.
Or some carrots.
Carrots and cucumbers.
Any, you know, vegetables.
Just vegetables,
and use that
yeah.
as the dipper for salsa or hummus. You eat a lot less, fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Just make some changes in what, okay, because even salsa, you can use, veggies.
Well, and Greek yogurt is such a great thing to use
Greek
instead
yogurt.
Of mayonnaise or any kind of you know, to make dips with. It's better for you and has so much less.
Even just to eat it. I have to sweeten mine with honey, but it's just more satisfying than regular yogurt because it's
just
more
dense. I think so, too. And I use, instead of eating a whole bowl of cereal, which I used to be totally addicted to cereal, I take Greek yogurt and I put fresh blueberries and then a quarter cup of grape nuts. And it gives you that same feeling of crunch.
I do that. That's really good.
And yet you're, you know...
There you go. See, Tara, we've all got it figured out.
Tara, I was thinking also one thing what you probably haven't forgotten about is savoring, too. When you have that bite of something, you know, you savor that. You don't just wolf it down.
Right.
Oh, you're not supposed to.
Taking a little bit of time to eat your food can really give you that. It's a behavior change, really, so that you can know when you're full. A lot of us are just like chowing down, and we don't even take note of the fact that, gee, I was full 10 bites ago.
Turn off the TV.
Right. Now, how did you get started? Tell us a little bit about your journey. And I want to just remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I've got all my buds here. I got Marcia and Jeannie. Michelle, I got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008 if you have something that you can add to our conversation.
Well, you know, I grew up thankfully in a home that was pretty healthy. So I did have that as a basis. My mother gardened, and she still gardens to this day.
Good for her.
And so we had lots of fruits and veggies in my home. But over the years, you know, my mother was a great example for me because she started looking into herbs and other ways of healthy eating. She did have some food problem issues as well. And so we started changing our diets a little bit by little bit. And now with all of the healthy information that is out there, and all the interest that I took in it, then I've just kind of built upon that. And really, you know, having a support system is really, really important for goal setting. And having the parental example, you know, one health site that's free that I've been looking into that can help people with this for the new year, you know, because we want to be realistic with our goal setting, is called CareVerge. It's a social type of site. You can connect with a community. You know, it's really important to invite your friends and family into your life when you're making these goal changes, to set and track those goals, and to also reward yourself. I don't know about you, but if I don't have a little reward or something that really benefits me along the way with a goal, I have a harder time achieving that. And this site is a great example of technology helping you by giving you rewards as you achieve those different milestones.
What was the name of that again?
It's called CareVerge, and it's a free health site. You know, there's a lot of sites that might charge a subscription fee, and this one does not.
Like Verge, V-E-R?
G-E.
No, yeah, V though, not birds. I thought it's
just CareVerge, okay. Right?
Right, like V as in Victor.
Yeah, Okay. And so what would we find on there?
It's, you know, it's really intuitive. A lot of people think of health information sites and they're going to enter their health information and a lot of questionnaires, but this is really not built that way. They have it very visual based. So you're clicking on pictures of building what you like and what your goals are and information about yourself. It's 100% private. You only share
what you
want.
That was one thing I was going
to
ask you. Yep.
That's really important as well. And so, you know, we can use all these little tools around us to really help us, especially as we go into the new year and we want to make some of these changes.
Right.
Okay, so give us some green tips.
I can give you a tip that not everyone likes to do, but it really becomes fun, and that is composting. And thankfully, I live in a city that has provided us free compost bins, and a lot of cities' recycling centers are doing this. And it actually, if you do it with your kids, it can become kind of like a little science project. If you have a child that really likes science, it's a wonderful thing to do. And quite frankly, my garden has really benefited from it. It turns into basically almost like free fertilizer for your garden.
I call it liquid gold.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Some people call it black gold.
Yeah.
So
that too.
It's wonderful. And it helps the environment. It helps my garden. And it's just the right thing to do.
So how would you get started to compost?
Well, you need a composting bin. I thankfully have a backyard. So I've just thrown mine out in the backyard and done an equal recipe, which I have in my book, The Mom's Guide to Growing Your Family Green, of browns and dead things like paper, newspaper, leaves, that sort of thing, with your fresh, like your your food scraps. And it's basically a half and half recipe that you're going to be putting in there on a regular basis and turning it. And over time, the worms and other bugs come and they just eat it. And
so do you only put
into black gold?
Do you only put vegetable food scraps? You don't put meat in there?
No.
Right. You don't put any oils, cheeses, meats, or bones.
Right.
And so what are you growing?
Right now I have kale, broccoli, and I have beets and garlic, but I guess
I have to head out right now.
But if you'd like more information, you can go to my website at tarawellington.com.
Okay, well, great.
So one of the easy composting things, you don't even have to have composter, and it works really well, is if we have 150 roses. So if you just take coffee
and
your eggs, you don't have to do anything else. Just take your coffee and throw it in your roses, your coffee grounds.
Yes, I've done that for
years. Then just your eggs, crunch them all up and take a whatever and mix it in the dirt, and it makes an amazing
really good for roses.
Compost. Yeah, for roses.
Right. I know Michelle. Terry, I think she's gone, right? Yeah, I think we lost her.
I was going to say, you know what? The beautiful thing about living where we live is that you can garden year-round. For the first time this year, I planted a fall garden, and I got a late start. I didn't plant until September.
What do you have?
I've got broccoli, cauliflower, red cabbage, fennel, which I'm still not sure what to do with the fennel, but I've got it.
If anybody out there has a recipe for fennel,
A couple recipes for you.
And even with the cold weather, the 37 degrees, my broccoli, my cauliflower, all that stuff is still doing well.
Do you have broccoli?
I just picked some yesterday.
You did?
And cauliflower. It's in our quiche that we're going to have for breakfast.
For
those who don't have a big yard, a lot of things really grow well in pots.
Yeah, and you know what now a lot of people are doing is you can actually, a lot of people that have, like, live in apartments, they actually have areas that you can go and rent or, you know, be a part of.
Thousand Oaks has that.
Yeah.
Encino has one.
Yeah, yeah. Oxnard has one. Right. So there's, you know, there's a lot of places. And
they're not that expensive.
No.
It's like $15 a month.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about growing vegetables, but there's something really satisfying about actually growing that yourself, picking it, and being able to feed your family with something you know is fresh and organic.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about the pesticides or anything.
Yeah, and also the other thing I love is just picking fresh fruit or, you know, fresh avocados off your tree. That is, like, one of my favorite things. I don't know why, but
if you think you're going to get too much of something, you know, there is food banks that will take your extra stuff.
Right.
If you've already, you know, exhausted your friends with all the zucchini.
Yeah. And,
you know.
And that does grow fast.
Yeah. Well, then we're not exhausted yet.
No. No, we'll take it.
No, but I know, you know what, if everybody kind of grew something and then we all shared it, that's what it's all about. So with that.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I know my friend Joan just gave me a whole bag of oranges and grapefruit for us to have this morning for breakfast.
Oh, there you go. I know. And I know that it's her birthday today, so I want to wish her happy birthday. So that's what's so fun.
Yeah,
we had Kim's birthday, Joan.
Yesterday and Joan's today. And we celebrate. We were in both times.
That's it. I know. Yeah. And then we've got New Year's Eve coming around the corner. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with maybe some great ideas for everybody for New Year's Eve. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. If you have any great party ideas or just great creative friend ideas, let us know.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Pretty woman walking down the
yes, we are.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. We are. This is a perfect song for us to get started here. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm just chatting with all my girlfriends here, and it's so fun to have girlfriends, really. You know, it's sometimes we don't take time to kind of, you know, moms. All moms are busy taking care of their families, and then they kind of forget about themselves. So it's kind of fun to, you know, just kind of get off the wheel for a second and just chat. We stayed up really late. We got up really early. We're going to go take another walk on the beach. But I know I do have a giveaway. And Marcia, you actually had a really great question. So what we're going to do is, let me tell you what we're going to be giving away. Because all of December I've been giving back. And I really, I think all my listeners, all my sponsors for being a part of my show. And so today we have two complimentary meal passes to Soup Plantation in Camarillo. And I'm telling you, oh my gosh, on Monday.
Talk about healthy.
By the way, that's where my whole family went yesterday because I didn't make dinner. I was with you.
They did. Yeah. See, there you go. But I'm telling you, it is, they have the most incredible soup, the most incredible salad. We should all.
There's something for everybody.
There
which is.
They've got
nice
pasta. They've got.
And you know what? On those, when our last guest was saying try to have a meal every week without meat a couple times a week, that's a great place
that
to go.
That is a great. Yeah,
sure.
And
is.
I know you do like Wednesday soup,
yeah,
right?
I make soup on Wednesdays.
And you know, soups are a great way to reduce your calories.
It
the
is.
Brothy soups.
Brothy
soups.
Soups
won't, but
yeah,
the
I
brothy
make,
soups.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, they have this mushroom cream soup there on Mondays. In fact, yeah, they told me, Kim, it's only on Mondays, okay? So I'm like, I'll be here every Monday.
Is but, it only Mondays all the time or only, because usually they have like a month, their specialty things go for a month at a time.
No, it's only on Mondays.
Oh.
They have like a Monday, you know, every day they have something different.
That's cool.
So we do have a question. And first what we'll do is we'll give away our tickets to the Roxy Stadium. That is over on Verdugo Way in Camarillo. And it's a great place to go and watch movies. It's just a, I love it.
Roxy's my favorite theater.
It is
because
my,
I love the stadium seating.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, close to home, of course, but they always have really good shows. And Tuesday's $5 night, and you see everybody you know in town there.
I didn't know that.
It's
yes.
$5 all day Tuesday.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
the
I like
community
about it?
Center.
It's the best.
I love to support a locally owned company.
I do too.
That's owned by somebody you could actually meet rather
that's
than,
sure.
you know.
But you will run into everybody you know in Camarillo at the Roxy on Tuesday
that.
Night.
Well, that's good and bad, I guess.
So, Marcia, what was our question so that we can open up our phone lines and then we have one of our special friends.
Okay, this is
here.
A New Year's question. And, you know, we all watch the Rose Bowl, Rose Parade every year. Who is playing in the Rose Bowl this year?
Ooh, there you go.
Good question.
Okay, the two teams. I know, yeah. But also, he can't give it away, okay? So don't give our answer away. But what we'll do is we'll take caller number two. At 805-639-0008.
And I know he will never listen to this, but my cousin is playing in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, okay.
He goes to the faraway school.
Okay. Okay, so that is for the two tickets
That's
to Roxy.
Yeah.
All right, Paige, welcome. Paige, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I know you're dying to tell us who's playing the Rose Bowl, but you
no,
can't do it.
No, don't
right.
do it.
Don't give it away.
No.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
We had so much fun at the beach house.
Yeah, that was great.
Good. Is it still standing?
It's still standing.
Of
we
course.
Think
much more
so
than
much.
With your baseball players, probably.
Yeah, I know. We heard you had a little get together too, right?
Yeah, we had a little jam party back at the house with my friends and kids. It was great.
How come we weren't invited?
Yeah, what's up with that? I didn't know you were having a party.
That was a private invitation.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
If we would have known, we would have crashed it.
That's right.
I'm waiting to find out. I want to go home and see, and this is a hint, honey, if you're listening. I want to go home and see how many dishes are on the counter that weren't put in the dishwasher.
Oh, gosh.
Probably a lot.
Isn't that funny?
The plates last night.
Oh, so you're all clean.
He knows.
Because the cleaning lady already came. Right. All right. So, Paige, what do you have any, like, trivia for us or anything to add to our...
I don't. I'm sorry. I was told to call in, and I'm calling
Oh,
in
and he obeyed.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I like that.
I obey my wife.
I speak and he listens. That's a new one.
I love
Sounds good on the show, though.
I know. I like it. All right. Well, you have a great day.
Well, Paige, I wanted to ask you a question. Paige works with baseball players, and, you know, I've seen – what do you think is going to go on with the Dodgers?
Oh, there's
That's
a good
a
point.
Good question.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He hears that question
you know,
all the time.
It's time for a change. I think the people of L.A. and the fans of L.A. are time for a change. Good news is the Dodgers have a great farm system. They have actually some great young players in the major leagues that are doing really, really well. So they're fine in the sense of where their team is at. They just they need some new direction, and hopefully that's supposed to happen by April of this new year.
And, you know, I'm terrible at names, but I know the Angels got a big player this year. A new player, and I think that is going to spur the Dodgers to do something.
Oh, you think?
Because the competitiveness between those two teams, I think, is going to help it.
There's quite a rivalry right now brewing because the ownership of the Angels is Artie Moreno, who's a really interesting man, and he has he's laid it all out to make the Angels much, much better, and the fan base is incredible out in Orange County also now, and even trickling into the L.A. area, they're trying to pull a lot of the fans from that direction. But it's going to be a great rivalry going forward.
I grew up in Orange County, so I was always an Angel fan growing up. And then I married Steve, and he had Dodger tickets. And so I became a Dodger fan. And both of the teams have some really exciting things, and there's nothing like Dodger Stadium. You know, it's a really interesting place, and I hope they get their act together.
But the Angel Stadium beats them for
no,
food.
No, I don't think you should ever get sushi at a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Game,
I didn't say sushi,
no.
but their food at
Yeah, they have great
Angel
baked potatoes.
Is, oh,
Can
it's
you believe
really
they're talking
good.
About food now? See?
Yeah. Well, only in portions, small portions.
There you go. So, Paige, what is happening on the baseball side? What can you give us some?
This is about the only week baseball takes off. When it comes to the professional teams, they allow all their workers and executives to take this week off. So it's actually very quiet this week.
That's why we got them on the phone, huh?
Yeah,
I am just totally amazed by how many games baseball players play every year. It's just unbelievable. I don't know how your body holds up to that.
162, yeah. It's quite grueling. Oh, and
gosh. 162
like
games?
Yeah.
That wears me out thinking about it.
Wow.
And you got to practice in between, so it's not like
yeah.
You know,
so
this
you
is
know
just
what,
get
Paige,
up and go.
Since okay, so if anybody has some of their you know young sons or probably not daughters, but young sons that have a passion for this, right? When should they start looking for you? Who's a manager?
Well, you know,
he's an agent.
An agent.
Baseball, Well, baseball, what they'd be looking for is an advisor. And most of the kids now, when they're getting into high school and they're starting to look to go to college, they start to look for what's called advisors. And that's a role that someone like myself can play in assisting the family in starting to learn about colleges and where they might want to go. The pro thing, that's just icing on the cake. And there's very few kids that ever get good enough to play at that level. But the ones that do, they're obviously either becoming very good in high school and being looked at for pro scouts, or better yet, they're going to college, getting a degree first and having that opportunity after. But it's definitely, you know, in that high school process, if a player is really, really good and scouts start turning attention, that's when parents can start looking for advisors. And the NCAA allows families to have an advisor. There's no charge, no fee for it, but just somebody who can provide a lot of information for them in this process.
And why is that it's okay with baseball, but football, you can't have an advisor? I mean, I think it's strange.
It's a great question. I don't know. I really don't know that answer. It's a mystery why that's set up that way. It's just different unions. A lot of kids can sign out of high school, where in football that can't happen.
Yeah, I guess that's probably a reason.
I think that changes the dynamics a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And the other end, too, is that the boys that sign, 99% of them have to go through the minor league system. So they had played 4 or 5 years in the minors after they signed in high school or in college to even get to the major league. So, I don't know, I hate to use the word, but it's a lot less shark-infested. And there's, you know, the players that we're involved with, we're making investments into them, not only in time, but in money and resources to help them get to the major league. Just a different process, and I think that's why families are allowed to have advisors.
And so what is the youngest age that somebody can, you know, start looking in that direction?
Well, I mean, I get calls from families all the time where their boys are 14 years old, 15
wow,
years old.
That young.
Overly, well, yeah, I think that's too young, but that's kind of where it's heading, where they're wanting to seek to get information. There's colleges that are trying to get boys to verbally commit to their schools at age, you know, 9th grade, 10th grade. That's not uncommon if your son's a really good player. There's colleges trying to get a verbal commitment. They can't.
Well, it happens in basketball and football, too.
Until they actually can't sign until the fall of their senior year, but they're making actually a verbal commitment early. So it's changing. Travel ball has gotten very popular, and that's created a lot of, you know, interest in, and I don't know, baseball right now is growing in the sense of all the travel baseball that's going on, along with all the local little leagues. But Ventura County is phenomenal in baseball. From all the way from the little league all the way up, it's just a great rich area of baseball talent, and scouts and college coaches flock to Ventura County.
And I think anything that keeps your kids busy and doing something positive is always good.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, my Louie's been racing, and you know, Sean's skateboarding. It's that you have to have a passion, and that's what kind of keeps them, you know,
keeps them focused.
Focused, yeah. Exactly. So, Paige, can you tell us some of your players?
We're proud of some of the guys we have. We actually start our training program next week here, where you guys stayed last night. Our players will be staying for 8 weeks to train our professional baseball players.
It will never look the same again. No.
The guys have signed recently, this last year's draft, all the way to major league players. But my top players, county-wise, you know, my top player is Jack Wilson, who has been in the major leagues now for 11 years with the Pirates and the Mariners, and been an all-star player. And he's been a huge, just a huge
success
gift to our company and
to
our family. And we have
he's a great person too.
Yeah,
he really is. He's
their whole family. He's got a wonderful wife too.
Yep. Yeah. And little kids.
Yeah. And I think that is actually the key to longevity, is being
supported.
That,
you know,
support
yes.
system is so right. important, you know, for those guys, because they're on the road all the time. And I know for Jack, it means a lot to him to have Julie there with him and the kids there with him.
Yeah, definitely. And so who else is there?
We have James Shields, who's one of the top pitchers in the American League. He was third runner-up in the Cy Young Award this year, one of the top pitchers in baseball. We're proud of him. He's from Valencia High and went to Hart High School, real famous baseball school out there in Valencia. And then we have Doug Pfister, who was kind of a hero this year in the playoffs. He was he got traded to Detroit Tigers, and he went to Fresno State, but he's one of the top young pitchers. And we have Luke Scott, who was the MVP of the Orioles in 2010. With our company, and got a lot of really good players, a lot of young men that are very committed and have kind of gone through the whole process with our company. So they become like family, and you come to our house, you realize they're family. Many of them have lived with us over the years, where they're training and growing up, and Michelle and myself, we go to a lot of weddings and baptisms and bar mitzvahs. Those things mean a lot to us. That's really why we got involved in these young men's lives and their families, to be a part of their lives. So
that's great. Paige, is one of the common things that you see in all these men?
Like Marsh said it earlier, just the drive and the commitment.
The dedication, yeah.
You just have to have that fire in you. To want to drive and be the best in what they do. And they have to have that fire. If they don't have that fire, they're going to get weeded out very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so what is the life of, you know, after they leave high school, what is the life zone, you know,
Their lifestyle is they're going to go right into the minor league system. They're going to play about 170 games in about 180 days. That's including spring training. They make $1,100 a month. They basically travel 10 days with the team, and then they're in their home, wherever their home base is, they're home 10 days at a time. So there's four or five guys living in an apartment, you know, sharing rooms.
It's not glamorous.
They want to be a nomad for a while.
I mean, and these young men, it takes 4, 5, 6 years to get to majors, and that's in baseball why it's so interesting. They really do deserve it when they get there.
Right.
It's different than basketball and football.
What is the lifespan of the average baseball player?
There you go. If
you're good, play for 3 years. That's the average.
Oh, my word. Gosh. Yeah. All so that for 3 years.
It's very short, and if you don't become great, you don't stay. You get pushed out by the younger players. So it's very, very competitive, and every year we're going to have three or four young men that get released here in April, and I can't tell you which ones are going to be. And it's just part of how it works.
It is what it is.
Very quickly.
So, Paige, you're such a great guy. Nobody would say that. I mean, you are a fabulous person, and I know that you set these kids up to be successful in life outside of baseball, and I'm sure their families just completely appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely.
No, thank you. We're training them for life, too. We're having a lot of people come in and talk to them in the off season about how to handle their money, to taxes, to business, to things they want to do. And I love to get that call from our players when they're done and asking me to be a reference or asking them to help them get a job. Sometimes it's in the baseball profession, sometimes in a completely different environment, sales. And we have a lot of young men to become police officers and firefighters. And I don't know. It's just that's.
But they kind of owe their start to you in a way. But I mean, you have really helped them go on the right path.
Well, you kind of carve them and exactly. guide them.
Guide them is the definite word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like any business. If you have a really good mentor, you can go a long way in life, not just in your business.
And, you know, there's a number of these guys that will tell him, you're like a second dad to me.
And that's
how he looks at that. Mm-hmm. You know, he looks at these kids as his kids.
What a gift to give them and vice versa. So it's a win-win. You know, and now when they can't get in, is that a disappointment or is that something you talk about in the very beginning? This is a journey.
It's hard. It's very hard on them because they all want that dream. And some give it up very easily, and some fight to the dire end and want second and third chances. And that's my job, to try to create those opportunities for them. And that's great when that happens. But the odds statistically are, you know, doesn't happen too often. Once you're out, you're kind of out. Some guys can fight back into the system, but it's very hard. It's just very competitive. And there's the business side of it that really clouds it, because you can actually start to make a little bit too much money, and then a team wants to get rid of you. And that's terrible. But that's just kind of how it's set up.
So unfair.
Well, that happens in every sport and that whole.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you're living the life, right?
Yep.
So, gosh, well.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. There you go. I always hear him say that. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Paige. This was actually really interesting. I always hear him, and he's on his phone, and he's making his meetings and all that. But to really, you know, find out how you go about your business.
Yeah, and here I am with my girlfriends, and we're talking baseball.
I know.
But, you know, the great thing about that is there's a lot of women that are sports fans.
That's right.
That's it.
I think we all are.
That's it. All right.
Well, have a great day, girl.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Annie. Love you.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So that was Paige Odell. And you know what? We didn't even give out his phone number. I'll put it on my Facebook and my website, so that if anybody does have somebody that they think's got...
Or just questions.
Yeah.
He has a website, PSI Sports Management.
There you go.
They can look
PSI.
That up. Yeah.
There you go. That's all I wanted. So, all right. So what are we doing for New Year's Eve? Do we need to take a really quick break? I think so. We'll take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out a set of Roxy tickets. And
did anybody call in?
Well, yes, but they didn't get the answer. So, I mean, yeah. So what we'll do is we will actually take the third caller at 805-639-0008 for a set of Roxy tickets in Camarillo. It's the Roxy Stadium.
So who is playing in the Rose Bowl this year?
That's right. 805-639-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp, in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
It's the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Do you have a story to share? Perhaps an impressive or inspirational journey? We'd love to hear from you. Send an email to kimpagano@gmail.com. That's Kim Pagano, P-A-G-A-N-O, @gmail.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I actually, we have a caller on the line. Hello?
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 Yes,
hi.
Who is this?
This is Francine Schneider.
Oh.
Joan's mom.
Yes. How are you?
Happy birthday. Good. A happy birthday from all of her family on the East Coast.
Oh.
We miss her and we love her. And
we love her too.
Yeah. There you go. Well, is it cold back there?
Not too bad. It's in the 40s. Is Joan there now?
Yes. She's incognito.
Well, let her say something to her mom and dad.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
And we were able to do it. We got it. And now we know the station and we're going to be watching.
I love it. I love it. Great. All right. Well, you, if I don't speak to you before New Year's, happy New Year and a healthy New Year.
The very, very same to you and yours, Kim.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Welcome.
So there
Bye.
You go. Your mom found you. Your parents
and
found
boy,
you.
We saw a picture of them on her iPad. What,
on
what
Facebook.
A
yeah.
Looking
they look
couple.
Amazing.
Yeah. We're going to come visit you. Did we
How
lose her?
How old are your parents? They're in their 80s. Isn't that what you said?
88
they
or
look
some
so
unbelievable.
Spry and healthy.
Yeah. Did you tell her that that's our next slumber party? We should have got her back on the phone and told her
we're
that.
We're coming
that,
to her house
yeah,
in New York.
Frances, we're coming to your house for our next
so
slumber
when
party.
She called this morning. I told her to go on the computer
and find the show.
The show, and she did it.
See?
Good for her.
Yeah. See, wow. Everybody's following directions.
Right? Yeah, but yeah. For 80-something years old, that's amazing.
Still afraid of the computer.
That's right.
Right. There you go.
That
I know.
She's willing to explore it.
There you exactly. go.
That's all probably right. what keeps her young.
That you know what, and we were talking about that a little bit this morning.
Yeah, we were having 5 a.m. conversation.
We were. It's really cool. I felt like I was next to my husband, but I was really next to Michelle.
Wait, that
sounded weird, but you know those. Do you ever have those conversations with your husband in
that's
the early
best morning?
Time.
Morning or late
yeah,
at night.
Pillow talk. There you go.
That's right.
But you know, we were talking about how you know as you get older, you know maybe you don't want to. You're a little nervous to go venture out. You know, when I go traveling with my husband on all of our races, sometimes I'm a little nervous thinking I'm never going to make it back to the track if I leave and I'm in Florida or I'm in, you know, Wisconsin or
get
wherever
lost,
I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know what? You got to live life. You got to live life to the fullest. So
be adventurous.
Yeah.
I always go, when we go on vacation somewhere, this is going to sound funny, but I always go walking by myself.
You do?
I do that too.
Always. Yeah, In France, Italy. Anywhere I am, I go walking by
Michelle,
myself.
Michelle, do you?
Well, the last time we were in Detroit, he would not let me go walking by myself.
No, that wouldn't
but
be
I think
safe.
It's,
well,
just
certain places you have
safe,
to
but
be.
But I do enjoy doing that. I love to walk.
You know, yeah. Seattle. I just love
but we,
to walk.
But you mean you go out trying to, like, you know, sightsee?
See the area.
No, just see the neighborhood.
Yeah, just we see always, what's happening.
We rarely, well, I shouldn't say that. If we're going to stay in a town more than a few days, we usually rent an apartment rather than a hotel, so you're always in a neighborhood. So I love to go around and see what the neighborhood's doing.
Oh, yeah. I love to see all the different kinds of houses and how they live their life.
Yeah, and you got to go to the local store because
yeah,
that's where you really see
something.
The people and how, I call it touching the land. And it's, you know, my husband likes that because he says, you're such an adventurer. I mean, I can't wait to get off the plane and I'm in the
yeah, you
place
are,
and looking, you know.
Yeah, and now I have my little navigator, so, and I take it with me everywhere that we rent a car.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's in my
that
suitcase.
GPS that GPS is saved
or your iPad.
Yeah,
your
but your phone.
Yeah, I do have too. That on my iPhone,
and
too.
As a
yeah.
matter of fact, this is funny. I was walking. My kids go to school in West Hills, but I was walking in Calabasas, and I got lost. Because I was up in the hills, and I took a wrong turn, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I had 10 minutes to get back to where I was going.
Did you have, like, a panic attack a
little bit? No, I just went on my I went on my phone and pressed here, and I found out where I was going back to.
And it told you how to go back.
And then I realized I was much farther than I thought. I had to run the entire way back in order to pick up my kids.
Oh, because you were walking, not driving. So,
yeah, so I took a right instead of a left and ended up a quarter mile off of track.
There you go. So what are we, I know we're going to get together. We've in the past had a chef come over to the
we're
house.
We're talking about New Year's now.
Yeah, we are talking about New Year's. Actually, we're talking about the rest of the holiday because there is like the last week of trying to make time for everything that, you know, we want to do. I know there's some really good movies that we didn't get a chance to see that movie that you bought, right?
Right.
Well, I got to say, I'm pretty neurotic on New Year's. I do not like to drive or drive very far.
I don't
far.
Think any of us do. Because
no.
it's,
that's why we
know?
Stay close to home.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's why
yeah.
we do a home thing.
Yeah, and you know what's hard is my kids are like, seriously, we can't go out? I don't know.
I know.
Guys,
my daughter wants to go to Santa Barbara, and I'm like, I don't want you on the roads that
yeah.
late.
I know.
So we haven't decided
and my
yet.
Son
She's
and his girlfriend want to go to a concert at in Agora. And I
know. So what do we do?
Let him spend the night.
You know,
in a
he's
hotel.
18. He can do. You know, I shouldn't say he could do what he wants.
Oh my God! I hope
still
he's not
minor.
Listening. You know,
but,
we used
you know,
to be. It
point.
Didn't matter what age you are, as long as you're under my roof.
That's
it's,
how it
it's
is.
Our way.
House.
Well,
so.
I just remind him every time they leave the door. You know, if you get arrested, it counts.
So. That yeah. Marcia has
so
a good point.
My kids are very good kids, and they probably think, "What do you keep talking about being arrested for?" But. You know, I just
what did you do
know.
When you were a kid?
No, I just wanted to know. You want to start drinking alcohol now? You go to jail. I mean,
right.
you know,
and you lose your car and your driving privilege.
It counts now. So,
how many years have we been having our New Year's party? How long has it been? Because we've been
like
doing it for a while
six
now.
6 years?
Five?
Yeah,
five, 6 years, and we've done something a little bit different each year.
Yeah,
and this time we're cooking.
Yeah,
we couldn't
are,
get our chef. That
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
But
we
this would be fun.
We
but
tipped him
like
really good too. I don't understand. I think he's actually not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? So we're gonna cook ourselves, and we're gonna make it really simple. And we're gonna play lots of games. We are all very game oriented, very competitive.
Yeah.
And I have I actually found the dice for right, left, and center.
Oh, I love that.
So that's a really great game. And then.
So explain that game. If people are going, what are you talking about?
I know. God, you could play with as many people as you want all around a table, and you have three dice, and if you...
And it only costs you $3.
Yeah, well, but I think there was one year
we played with $15 one year.
Yeah, five and five. Yeah,
we did. That
yeah,
was,
my husband wanted to play
ago.
With 20, remember? Oh, 20, 40, 60,
oh,
yeah.
God.
But anyways, so what you do
you
is you
twice.
Roll it, and if you don't have these dice, you can use a four. Four goes to your left. Five goes to your right, and a six goes in the pot. If you get any of the other numbers, you're free. So it just keeps going round and round the table, and all of a sudden, you know, you'll be like, oh, great, I give $1 to the right, $1 to the left, and one in the pot. But it doesn't mean you're out of it, because
no.
your next person next to you could roll a five, and then you get a dollar back.
Yeah.
So it just it
Isn't
changes.
It one to the right,
so,
two to the left? Or
no,
no it's one.
Four to the left, five to the right, and six in the middle.
And it's only $1 each time.
Yeah. And so, and then
it's
if you
left,
end
right,
up,
center,
yeah, and then if you end up with, mm-hmm. you know, $1, then you only roll one dice.
And if you lose all your money or whatever you're
and well,
doing,
the,
then you're out until somebody gives you back a dollar.
Right. But the point is,
but
whoever has one left over, you're the winner.
Yeah. You, and it's
the
usually
kids
pretty good
love
pot,
playing
yeah.
it. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's really fun. All right. Well, gosh, this has been really fun. I'm so glad that everybody was able to join us here. And for anybody that has just joined us, thank you, Jacob. I just got a birthday wish from him. I miss him on our show here. And I want to tell everybody to have a wonderful day. Thank you, Marcia.
My pleasure.
Happy birthday, Joan. And Michelle,
thanks
thank you again. And Jeannie, happy thank you again.
I'll take a happy
I
birthday.
Know, yeah, I know it's not your birthday, but and Matt, thank you again for our board. And of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is reputation is for the time is for time, character is for eternity. And you know, when you're picking your friends, you kind of, you know, we talked a little bit about that at 5 o'clock in the morning, right? Is you want to pick friends that, you know, are, that really respect who you are and, you know, vice versa. That's what do you think friendship really means to all of you?
Well, and we just said that with our kids. Create character.
Create character, yeah. But you know, we have, a minute left, right?
I think when you have, for especially girlfriends, one of the reasons you need them is because they're great soundboards. They don't, like a man, you'll tell your problem or just something that's on your mind and they always want to fix it, which is great. But sometimes you just need to hear your thoughts out loud and you get your own answer. And girlfriends are great like that because they listen. And they don't try to tell you how to fix it. They let you think it, let you talk it out.
They're a sounding board. Yeah, there you
exactly.
go. And even though, you know, like you said, our husbands are all great, and but it is. It's just there's something different about a girlfriend. You kind of, you know, and I think it's as you get older because, you know, when you were younger, a lot of it was very competitive.
Well, when you're younger and you have kids, you're so busy, you don't really have as much time. And
right.
now that all of our, we're at the same place, our kids are all going to be leaving here in the next couple of years, and some mm-hmm. of you already have your kids gone, and we need each other.
There you
right.
go. Well,
that's
I'm
true.
So glad that you all joined us here on my show, Kim Pagano. And for any reason you missed it, listen again from 1 to 2. And with that, have a great day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?